Welcome to Shomach Shova and the Daf Shio Spanzo Luinish Masayim Yaakov Shovim Leah Basitzchok. We're holding Bo Baso Daf Tzadik Aleph. In the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Oysa Yom Shnifter Avraham Avinu Min Ha'olam, when Avraham Avinu was Nifter, Omdu Kol G'day L'Umas Ha'olam B'Shuro V'Omru. So all the G'dayim of the Umas, they got up and said, Oylo L'Olam Sh'ovad Manhigoy, terrible for the world that lost his leader, Oylo L'Sfina Sh'ovad Kavenito, and terrible for the ship that lost its captain. What are these two lishoinus of a manik and a karvonit, the manik and the captain? So there's several of them shatim brought down in the Mefarshim. The Sefer Likuti Basa Likuti brings many of them. We'll mention two pshatim, two beautiful pshat I found. One is the Yitzvach Moshe Parash Chayesoro. He says that the difference between the manik and the karvonit is as follows. The manik, the leader, he doesn't lead with his powers. He leads with his seichel. He leads with hadracha. People come to the manik, he tells them what to do. The kvarnit, he doesn't use the word captain. He says it's the kli that leads the sfina. But even in our lashon, it means is that he's the one that is enabling the ship to sail. He's part of the people that are sailing the ship. So he says there's two types of leaders. There's one leader, they're not such big tzaddikim, but they are the ones that are giving instructions, they give drushes, they give shiurim, they teach people what to do. On the other hand, there's tremendous tzaddikim, that their tzidkus is what leads the world. They're, because of them, the world exists. Like it says about Rav Chanina ben Doisa, the whole world is nizoim because of him. So says Yitzchak Moshe, that's what the two lishonos over here is. You have the manik of the world, that's the leaders with the seichel that teach people what to do. And then there is the karvonit of the sfina, that's the one who actually is the one who's carrying everything on his shoulders. Abba Avraham Avinu came, the Umas HaOlam, and said that Avraham Avinu is both. He's also the one who gave hadracha to people what to do, and also the one that the world existed on him. He's the one who was carrying the world on his shoulders. And you can add to this what the Chidah says over here in Pesach Inayim. Because the Chidah explains that the manik is the one who's leading the world when everything is good and peace. The karvanit is the one who's leading it when there's tsaros, when you're in the middle of a ship in the sea, and there is wind, and there's problems, and you need to fix the problems. If you put it together, the Yitzchak Moshe is, when the world is in peace and everything is calm, I don't need a manik who's going to carry everything on his shoulders. I need someone who's going to lead us, tell us what to do. But when the world is in tsaros, I need the karvanit who's going to hold on the world on his shoulders. Avraham Avinu did both. The second pshat is a pshat that Meir Shapira said on a hesped on the Chofetz Chaim. And he said the following. And he said as follows. The manik of the door is somebody that the generation needs him. Without the manik, they're not going to be able to survive. But the manik doesn't need the generation. He's going to try to lead them, and if they have problems, it may affect them, it may not affect them. Not necessarily, it affects what he's doing. But the karvanit, the one who's leading the boat, if the boat drowns, he drowns with it. He can't survive without the boat. As much as the boat needs the captain, the captain will need the boat as well. If not, he can't survive. So he says the manik is maybe a bigger leader. He's a great leader, is the one who controls, that tells people what to do. He's able to show everybody how to do things all over the world. But not necessarily he feels what's happening with each one. The karvanit is somebody who his only thing he's doing, he's leading the boat. But he feels every small movement of the boat. Here, Umas HaOlam said on Avraham Avinu that he's both. He's also the big leader who tells everybody what to do, but also he feels what happens to each one. And Meir Shapira ended this, he said the Hesped and the Chofetz Chaim, he said this is the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim was the leader of the whole world telling everybody what to do. But also he felt the tsar of every yid, every single problem that was in the world was something that he felt himself. He was like the captain on the boat that every small movement affects him as well. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list, what's a go, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.